Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Today's good news comes to us out of the University of Buenos Aires in Argentina, where researchers have been studying sleeping birds and attempting to translate their dream brain activity into bird song. For whatever reason, I think bird science has really produced some very good and very interesting good news. I'm not sure if all of this falls under the realm of ornithology, but I was thinking about those birds that were shown to use non-verbal communication for the first time. And about a year ago, there was good news about parrots that loved to be on video calls with each other. So if you weren't already impressed with how much we know about birds, then get ready. Gabriel Mindlin studies the physical mechanisms of birdsong, and he's been able to capture the electrical impulses in a bird's brain, track that down towards a bird's voice box. It's not really vocal cords, it's called syringeal muscles, and then take that muscular information, translate that with a computer, and produce digital birdsong from bird dreams, which is so weird and wild and feels extremely futuristic. In recent years, the team had already figured out some of this with one particular bird, the great kiskadee, and they had already figured out how those singing muscles interact with the brain a little bit. It was the perfect bird for these tests. They slapped some electrodes on the bird, recorded its brain while it slept, and then produced the song that it was dreaming. And it turns out it was a territorial dispute. Basically, get out of here, this area is mine. I don't know if I've had that exact dream before, but it does feel kind of surprisingly relatable that this bird is dreaming about something that maybe bothered them during the day and is reliving it while they're sleeping. That I get. Super duper interesting, and this is really starting to feel like we're just a few years out from watching each other's dreams while they're happening, or recording our own dreams so that we can watch them the next day. I don't know. But I've got a ton of respect for these scientists and researchers who keep doing this super interesting stuff. That's the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.